Pittsburgh today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. As we launch here into hour number two of the program, of course, it is the election evening edition of the program. That doesn't really mean much for Free Talk Live, because I could give a flip about who wins this particular election. Though, Mark, you and I were having a discussion off air. Maybe we should have it on air.
Okay.
About, you know, well, what do you think? Is there a preference?
Of all things being, at this point, you know, talking about it is
which
just...
Which tyrant?
Yeah, like, who would you pick kind of as your if you had to pick, like, a gun to your head kind of picking?
Well, no, I won't. No, that was not the question. Because I would not pick. This is not a Ian and Mark pick which one, because we didn't vote for either one of these folks. If we wanted to pick, we would have picked one of those. If it's gun to the head, then, you know, we'll take the bullet. But
I don't know about that. I wouldn't take a bullet. Are you kidding me? You think I'm going to get shot in the head over picking for one of these rubes when, in fact, your vote doesn't count? Sure. Put me down for whoever you want. I don't care. that doesn't matter to me. But is there somewhere in your heart you're feeling kind of you'd like one candidate over the other? I'm just talking about the smallest little bit of your heart.
I think that it will be more. I think it'd be more interesting if Obama is the elected candidate.
That?
And that's because he has proposed some just really crazy stuff. Like, and I was calling McCain crazy earlier, and I did mention that I thought Obama was crazy, but in a different way. McCain's crazy, like war crazy, like he just wants to kill more people. But of course, we also know Obama wants to kill people around the world too. But it just seems like McCain's a little more bloodthirsty. But as far as Obama's concerned, he's nuts in that he wants this. He wants to create, as I understand it, some sort of government program, the National Service Program, that's as large as the military. Mm. So you've already got the military being the largest chunk of the government's budget beyond interest payments or whatever?
It is, yeah. Easily.
So he wants to match that. He wants to create a civilian national service program to match that, have Homeland Security civilians instead of the military in the street, having civilians doing it. And really, I mean, the whole idea of creating a bureaucracy that's that huge for so-called national service is really kind of frightening. And I think it would be interesting to see what the backlash would be as a result of that. Again, I don't want either of these guys to be president, but one of them's going to be. And I think it would just be kind of a more intriguing situation if it was Obama. That might result in more people getting active, more people moving here to New Hampshire. I don't know. That's where I am coming from on that.
We haven't really been on the air during a time when a Democratic president has, when we've had a Democratic president. So it'll be interesting to hear us tear up Democrats more. And it looks like we're going to have them all over the place now. It looks like the House, the Senate, and the White House. But I think that, you know, obviously I would be a little more comfortable with McCain winning simply because it's the devil I know versus the devil I don't.
I feel like
McCain's very similar to Bush. And, you know, I'm sort of ethnically a conservative. I'm comfortable with those ideas, and I'm uncomfortable with the, Obama ones. But I think I'm with George. I'll take Vader.
Vader over McCain? I agree. I would, too. 800-259-9231.
One thing I will like about the Obama presidency is that at this point, there's no more of this hollering racism stuff. Now, certainly no doubt.
Okay.
But people, there's individuals out there who are racist, and certainly there'll be racist cops and that kind of thing. But
yeah.
It's not like institutionalized racism in America.
Obviously not the case.
Right. There's a black man as president. Shut up, get back to work. You know, that kind of thing. You got to work hard to get the good things in America, and that it's not going to be given to you. And I don't want to hear any more. You know, it's easy to bitch racism, and it won't be a good excuse anymore.
You guys are welcome to chime in on that question. I mean, if you have any feeling as far as what your thoughts about either one of them winning would be. Any preferences at all as far as you sort of not necessarily like I like so-and-so more, but what do you think will happen? What do you think will be different? I don't even know if I'm asking a good question. 800-259-9231.
You can talk about it if you want.
Or your experiences from today. Did you see anything interesting? Like, I saw something the campaigners for Obama, and this is one of the scary things about him, is this cult of personality thing that's been going on with his campaign.
Yeah.
They were actually waving pictures of Obama.
Mm-hmm.
Has that ever happened before in American politics? I mean, it may have, but this guy had a poster-sized photo of a portrait of Obama and holding it up on the side of the road. Normally, you're just holding a campaign sign. This was an a picture of Obama.
Well, when I see the people at the polls where they're holding the signs of everyone's name, you know, they've got a obviously this is state specific now, but
yeah.
Obama, Shaheen, you know, they've got every Democrat on a sign,
right.
And then they're holding that stick, or every Republican on a sign, and they're holding a stick with it, holding on. I think that's useless because it's just too much information at once for people. I don't think that it processes.
Yeah, I agree with you. There was a yard with like every single sign you could imagine in it.
Well, that's
if you were driving by that yard, you would not be able to pick out any particular sign to necessarily read. You certainly wouldn't be able to read them all. But any observations that you have from your experience being out and about today, this campaign madness, these people are so watching people that are involved in these campaigns and excited about these campaigns is just something to really behold, isn't it? I mean, just And the Ron Paul people did it, too. It's just something that people do in the realm of campaigning, and it's just kind of sad to watch it all happen where they chant. Chanting is kind of it's my understanding that chanting is a technique involved in brainwashing.
Mm.
And so watching these people chanting, there was a McCain rally in Peterborough, New Hampshire, where Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com actually traveled to, brought his camera, and you can see some of this footage. This is what I'm referring to when I'm talking about this. But watching the Obama people came out to the McCain campaign rally, so you had the two sides chanting both of the candidates' names, Obama, McCain, you know, John McCain, and they were just yelling at the top of their lungs. Obviously, I wasn't yelling there, but they were just yelling, and it was so angry, so vitriolic, so spiteful, and it seems so mindless, just yelling and chanting. It's just awful.
And the sickness of the, you know, voting for the president at all and trying to turn the neighbor against neighbor, I think it's awful.
Yeah.
But I'm looking at CNN.com, and they're doing their reporting thing, and I think there's some real they're just going out on some limbs here to some extent. They're calling on CNN.com, they're calling Maine for Obama. They have no precincts reporting. Zero.
Hmm.
They've got three votes, apparently two for Obama, one for McCain, and they're calling three votes. Votes.
One could speculate.
They're calling Vermont. They're calling Massachusetts, Connecticut.
One could speculate that the reason for that, now it's a little paranoid, but the reason for that is that, well, because most of the mainstream media is of a left liberal persuasion, they're announcing Obama as the winner as much as they possibly feel like they can get away with in order to sway those few people who are on the West Coast.
People from in Nevada, from the McCainiacs in Nevada, from showing up and Idaho.
You know, if they're watching TV,
Arizona.
You know, to say, oh, man, he's not going to win.
Colorado and New Mexico are important states.
Now that's a paranoid speculation.
That's my thought though, and it's sad. I mean, they're calling Vermont. I would call Vermont too.
Yeah.
By the way, I can understand. I'm going to go ahead and call New York for Obama.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's not news though. This is just speculation, and it's on a news site. That seems wrong to me.
I agree with you there. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. So to watch these people just shouting at one another, and of course then Dave Ridley at RidleyReport.com actually goes up and talks to some of these folks, and it's just like Free Talk Live Saturday night show where we ask people who are excited about their candidate to call and explain why and give us like a substantive reason as to why. The people he talked to...
doesn't exist.
Yeah, the people he talked to just... they have no idea what they're doing. And that's what those people with the signs are, Mark. The people with the multi-signs that you were talking about, with all the multiple candidates on them. All those people are campaign volunteers who went to a head central campaign office, were handed a pre-made sign, and told, okay, you need to go here. And that's why what we've seen here in New Hampshire is a bunch of people coming in from Connecticut and Massachusetts coming up here and campaigning.
It's wrong.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
So that's what they're doing. They're just following orders. They don't really even know what the candidates stand for. They're just out holding signs to hopefully influence people to vote for their candidate, whichever one it might be. 800-259-9231. And, of course, whichever one wins, we all lose. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now, be honest. Is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40. And by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms. And they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204. With Superbeta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those. And they include updates. You get signed up, we keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just head over to updates.freetalklive.com and get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
According to the Computer Privacy Handbook, Normal Internet Technology is the most comprehensive surveillance tool ever invented. Put a stop to email snooping with an easy-to-use email alternative, PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure. PrivacyHarbor.com, you can get a free private email account, and it'll go on forever. If you need extra services, they have paid accounts, too. That's PrivacyHarbor.com.
800-259-9231. We continue with your phone calls. Ladies first, we go to Annie listening in Texas. Annie, you're on Free Talk Live with Ina Mark.
Hello?
Hey, Annie. You're on the air. What's on your mind?
Hi. I had a conversation with one of my friends about voting today, and I just wanted to see what y'all thought about it.
Okay.
I said I wasn't voting because I don't condone war and a lot of other reasons. And
good
that
reasons.
The voting machines are proven hackable and faulty, blah, blah, blah. I just wanted to share her response. It was the shortened email is, I'm really sad to hear you're not voting. I thought for sure you would be with how much you talk about wanting to leave the U.S. because you don't like how things are going, and yet you're not even going to try to do anything about it. I am not naive. I know full well that no Democrat has my personal agenda, political agenda, or ideals in mind, but it's sure as heck closer than a Republican. And then she goes on to say that she didn't agree because even with the flaws in the system, votes are still counted and some are tossed. As if it's like, oh, yeah, it's just, you know, an easy, it's like a game. It sounds like she thinks of it like a game, you know, that it's
well,
not,
it is a game.
Oh, some are tossed, you know, like which ones are not important.
Right.
I don't understand why she would think that, you know, that it's okay that some votes are tossed and some aren't.
I think it's funny the idea that people believe that voting on a national level at least is doing something. You're not doing anything. You're not taking any risk. You're not going out on a limb. You're not doing anything except checking a silly box that doesn't really even matter when it's all said and
done. And the fact is, if whatever state you're in, I don't remember where you're calling from, but if Obama wins by one vote in that state, he gets all of the electoral votes in that state, unless mm-hmm. that state happens to be Maine or Nebraska, but I doubt it. So he gets all the electoral votes in that state. So it's only one vote that makes the difference anyway. What are the chances of you being that one person? You have a better chance of winning the lottery in most cases.
Yeah, it's a game. Voting is a game, and they're the ones playing it with us. The game is to get people to believe that voting actually matters. And apparently a lot of people actually believe it. And it's understandable because that's what the media is constantly pushing. It's been pushed on them since day one in government schools. I was talking to some of the activists here in Keene. They told me that nowadays, I don't know if they did this when you were in school, Mark, but nowadays apparently, they start taking polls at kindergarten. The kindergarten kids are voting in a poll as far as who they would vote for president. So they're beginning the programming that early.
Hmm.
It's just amazing. Any other thoughts for us, Annie?
I also wanted to comment on something else. Last a while back, you had a show about this guy. His wife went in for to the hospital to have her baby, and they drug tested him.
Hmm. Drug tested the baby?
No, they drug tested his wife because of her high blood pressure or something like that, and it was, I don't know. But I wanted to comment and say that when I went in for a C-section, I have a lot of tattoos, and they drug tested me, and
wow. And
my midwife was like, why did you do that? And they said, oh, it's just regulation. And I said, no, it's not, you know. And they said that they drug tested the child as well. And I thought it was just amazing that they do this all the time, apparently.
Yeah, they just take the liberties with your kid. It's like they own them,
right,
is how they feel.
And then you can better believe that if you happen to have some sort of evidence of drug use running through your bloodstream, that all of a sudden you're going to get a visit from social services. And then, you know, the day you have your baby, which is supposed to be one of the happiest days in your life, you get your first visit from some bureaucrat trying to tell you you don't even own your kids. Oh, it's sick. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. And as far as doing something is concerned, as far as her friends critique that you're not doing anything, Well, wait a minute. Maybe she is doing something. Maybe I don't. She's not here to ask now, but maybe she's a Free State Project member. Maybe she's going to move to New Hampshire and get active for liberty up here, where a vote actually does count for something, and where there's more than just voting going on. There's real activism both inside and outside the system, market-based activism going on here that's just not happening anywhere else around the world. The people that are moving as part of the Free State Project are the real doers out there, as far as I'm concerned, in regards to the realm of liberty activism. And checking a box on a ballot once every 4 years does not count as doing anything in my book.
Damn easy.
It's the most safe, non-risky thing you can possibly do. And that's why it doesn't do anything. That's why that nothing really comes of it. Because it's safe. You got to take risks to get somewhere. You've got to put something on the line. Nothing worth doing is easy, they say. And I believe that to be true. It can be simple, but it's not necessarily easy. I mean, what Cooper did today, we talked to him in the first hour, standing up against a couple of officious armed bureaucrats on his own property out in the middle of the woods, virtually alone. He only had one friend with him, and it was two on two. Doing that, and now that's putting it on the line. That's taking a risk for advancing freedom and protecting your rights and your privacy, protecting your property. That's doing something. Going into a little booth and checking a little box and walking out. It is a game, in my opinion.
Not so much.
Your thoughts at 800-259-9231. Let's continue. Ladies, Ashley in Chicago, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Hey, Ashley, what's on your mind tonight?
I have two things. First of all, hey. I want to apologize. I called a couple of weeks ago and I swore, so sorry about that.
Don't do it again, Ashley.
All right.
Okay, and then my second thought is I just wanted to share with everyone a piece of information from Chicago. I'm not sure if all of your listeners know, but Obama is planning his victory rally later on tonight. And I found it particularly interesting that one of the main issues in this campaign being the economy, a lot of people are worried about it right now. The city of Chicago sent out requests to all high-rise buildings downtown. I work at Michigan and Randolph, which is a high-rise basically in the business district of Chicago. And as you know, there's many, many high-rises in Chicago.
Sure.
And every high-rise building got a request from the city of Chicago asking to close business early today due to Obama's rally. And I just found that sickening to think they say they care about the economy, yet they're asking hundreds and hundreds of businesses to effectively stop working.
It's a brilliant point, and it's interesting how government goes about asking. I had a cop ask me to move today, but he also had a gun on his hip, and then after he asked a few times, he told me he was going to put me in a cage if I didn't move. So when they ask, sometimes it's not really asking. I'm glad you brought that up. It quite clearly, business takes second place to politics, and I think that's disgusting. More on the way. You take control. Thanks for the call. It's Free Talk Live.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll-free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. For the past several months, folks have constantly asked me to give them a date as to when they should be finished stocking up on food. We've been so beaten up by stock market, banking, housing, and unemployment crashes that we're desensitized and frozen inactive like the frog being unknowingly cooked in gradually increasingly hot water. Well, snap out of it. We now have a deadline. Joe Biden said it's going to happen. Former Secretary of State Colin Powell went on CBS Meet the Press and pointed to about January 22nd as the time a major international incident would force the new president to make unpopular decisions. While I take the general at his word, my best advice is to have your food in your possession prior to the inauguration. Contact eFoodsDirect.com for your supplies prior to this deadline for disaster. Ask yourself, is it better to have too much too soon or too little too late? Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com.
SurvivalProperty.com. Longtime survivalist author Ragnar Benson wrote, "A survival retreat is a place you go to live, not die. It is a place out of the mainstream of events that contains the means to survive without outside support. A place where you find shelter, protection, food, water, medicine, and warmth you prepared for yourself. It is defensible and is put together with a realistic understanding of what the dangers will be." Ragnar Benson also said, "Why retreat? This is a question that 90% of our population cannot and will not answer. If they could, that same 90% would have to admit that things may not continue on as they are now. They would also have to admit that they will need a retreat, something completely impossible for the average American to do. Act now before it's too late. In order to find your new, high-security, self-sufficient, off-grid, beautiful retreat property, visit survivalproperty.com. That's survivalproperty.com.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And those features, by the way, include live streams, broadband version, dial-up version, webcam, all free at listen.freetalklive.com. That, again, is listen.freetalklive.com.
You know that we talk a lot about freedom here on Free Talk Live, and my first exposure to the concepts of liberty came from superhero comic books when I was a kid. Right now, Free Talk Live listeners can get an autographed set of Freedom Force comic books for only $10, and that's with the shipping included. You can check out the child-friendly superhero adventures of Minuteman, Liberty Lad, Manbot, and El Diablo, and the rest of the Freedom Force team at comics.thundergodexpress.com. That's comics.thundergodexpress.com. Or look for Liberty Lad in the Free Talk Live homepage.
All right, 800-259-9231. We continue with your phone calls, and we start with Mark in Ohio. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Yes, hello there.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I'm not sure if you guys realize that you guys are taking away people's freedom and liberty. I'm not trying to make an argument here or get yelled at, but I noticed what you guys have been doing, and I disagree with it, and that is it's okay for you guys to swear on air, but when somebody calls in and makes a little bleep of a swear word, you cut them right off.
Can you give me, without using any curse words, can you give an example of what you're talking about? Because I don't agree with what you're saying at all.
Oh, you don't agree. Okay. Well, there was this lady last week that said the word poop, and you cut her right off.
Right. Yep. We can't allow that one to go on the air.
Right. So. There's some words that we can allow and some words that we can't, and we don't say the S word on the air. Do you agree with that, sir?
We do not say the S word.
I agree with you there, but it should be, how come some words are okay and some words aren't?
Take up with the FCC, man.
How come you can say poop and you can't say the S word?
Well, I don't know. I'm just asking a question. So it all has to do with FCC?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. It's basically those seven words that George Carlin was talking about.
Let me tell you something.
Except that it's not seven anymore.
Right. Well, it's more than that though. It's the FCC has problems with they have problems with what they call indecent speech, obscene speech, and profane speech. Now, with words like the S word and the F word, or the C word.
There's two C words.
There are two C words, and with words like that, you're entering into the territory of profanity. Now, the FCC or the F not the FCC, but the well. Yes, the FCC is now up in the Supreme Court. Supreme Court is hearing a case in regards to profanity. So the
pleading
rules,
indecency.
Pleading indecency, excuse me. So the rules on that may be changed. They might actually lighten up a little bit, possibly. Who knows where the Supreme Court's going to come down on this. We'll certainly let you know as soon as we find out.
I don't know what our policy change might be regarding that. I mean, we've always had the rule that if you drop one of those words. As a matter of fact, a couple of months ago, I dropped the was it the S-bomb?
Yes, you did. It was the F-bomb. You dropped an F-bomb, didn't you?
Yeah, I think something like that. One of the two.
You really lost it.
And I was gone from the show that.
Yeah, we kicked you out for that night. You kicked yourself out,
I kicked myself
self-regulation
off. But you know, so we do actually try to be as fair as we can.
So I think that if the FCC is forced to lighten up by the Supreme Court, I think we could remove the drop call policy and just sort of let people get by with at most one. But if they did a second one, we'd have to let it go. But right now, it's if you let out one of those special words, we just have to end the call. And the reason for that is because we can't be seen as pandering to the lowest common denominator. Now, I want to point out, as far as restricting freedom is concerned, I would rather have you be able to say whatever you want to. It's my show. I would be able to make that choice, but it's not my 40 radio stations, my 42 radio stations. I don't own those, but it's my voice going out over their airwaves. And so because those radio station owners are very, very concerned about the fact that the FCC could come in and shut them down tomorrow, considering they begged for a license from them, I have to protect those folks. I have to do everything I can on this program to protect those people. And because we are running live, unlike most radio shows, we have to have a really tight policy as far as on-air content is concerned. So if one of those words goes out, as much as I might have wanted to hear, I think last night there was some lady caller that let an S-bomb go, and
I
she
think
was,
it was Saturday.
Whatever, it was recent, and she was going somewhere. I really wanted to hear what she had to say, and it pained me to have to let go of that call, but I have to do
that
it.
Was the one.
Yeah, I thought it was like yesterday or the day before, but anyway, but I have to do those things because otherwise, if we allow that to go on and they make another mistake, which has happened in the past, the reason why we clamp down these days is because in the past we've let one guy get away with it, and then he'll, you know, maybe he's had a few too many to drink, he's not able to control himself, he'll drop another one right after that. So we can't allow that to go on. Otherwise, someone could look at that and say, see, these guys are encouraging it by the fact that they laugh about it or whatever, and then they just keep letting it go on. That's why when it happens, we can't find it. It's not amusing. It's not funny. It's, oops, you made a mistake. Sorry, you've got to go. And that's it. We have to end it there.
Is the B word okay to say?
You can get away with that.
I think so, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Here's one of the reasons why. Let me explain a little more as to the reason why the S word and the F word and the two C words are more, I guess, objectionable than the other words to the FCC's eyes is because they typically are tied in, and obviously not always, but in the FCC's mind, they're tied in with obscenity, which their definition of obscenity has to do, it's very, very vague, it's very nebulous, but generally it has to do with bodily excretory functions or sexual, not necessarily even humor, but just pandering to the lowest common denominator. So if you're talking about effing and essing and you're talking about things like that, and you're talking about it from not a clinical perspective, but from a perspective of pandering in that you're doing it to be funny or amusing or to attract what they consider the lowest common denominator, the FCC has a real problem with that stuff. So that's why letting slip one F-bomb isn't the end of the world, but allowing someone to come on and even use the poop term that you used earlier, if you started using that in a sexual manner or started talking of being very explicit about that particular action as far as where you might want to to do it, then you can really tread into the territory of obscenity, even though you haven't actually said anything profane. So I've kind of been rambling here about the FCC's rules, which I find absolutely ludicrous. I think that the marketplace should be able to decide these things. I think that even in the absence of the FCC, we'd run a relatively clean show, simply because if we were filthy, like, say, Howard Stern might want to be, we just wouldn't clear on his news talk radio affiliates. We wouldn't have the station count that we have today, because advertisers would be very, very upset about being on board with a show like that.
Senator,
that helps. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Thanks.
Keep us honest.
Appreciate that. And I'm glad you called with a question, because it's a good question. People might want to know those things, and we certainly don't explain ourselves every time we hang up the phone on somebody for that. I wish we didn't have to. But then again,
one particular call, I really did want to hear what she had to say. And our lady callers are very valuable.
Yes.
We don't get that many, and they come first. And, you know, it just had to be that way.
And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I mean, if it were me, I'd let them go on. Because people get passionate, and when they get passionate, those words come out. It's not pandering when they say those things. They're not trying to offend anybody. They're just saying what's coming to mind, and they're upset or passionate about an issue, and that kind of stuff generates as a result of that. And I like passion on my show. I want to keep passion on my airwaves, and so I would keep it on if I could, but, you know, I can't. Luckily, it is Free Talk Live, and one of the nice things about this show is we don't run on a delay. I mean, we could set that up if it came down to it, like if we had a problem with people continually calling. I mean, we have some call screening things that we can do if we get barraged by kids that just want to drop a bunch of curse words on the air or something like that, which doesn't really happen on this show. But if it did happen,
happens now and then.
We have screening measures that we can implement that we don't have to actually go onto a delay. But the very last resort would be to turn a delay on this program, which we've never had to do, and I would prefer to not do it. I've got one sitting in my rack here in the studio, and the folks over at the network have one sitting in their rack. So we could very well do that, but we don't. And I think that's pretty cool. Like, the fact that you can say whatever you say is going to go on the air. We're going to hang up on you if you say something that that the FCC could get upset about. But, I mean, slander, libel, that sort of stuff, it's not my responsibility what you say. Many radio shows are very, very concerned about what their callers say.
How can
they
control what other people say?
I think it's ludicrous. So there's no censorship going on here. Just you have to censor yourself to some extent so we can finish your call. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now, be honest. Is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days. And give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life, for mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaysMedInc.com. That's LaysMedInc.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And those features include the bulletin board system, the Shrine of Female Listeners, the archives, those other radio talk show hosts. They charge you for accessing their website. We give ours away. However, we do ask for your voluntary support. And so if you like the fact that we give all that stuff to you for free, then maybe you'll consider ponying up $3 a month. Up to you. It makes a big difference for us, though, if you do it. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com. Learn more about the Free Talk Live AMP program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is a simple one. The idea is you send that $3 a month in, we take it into the program, reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country and around the world, and spreading the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. So if that sounds valuable to you and you want to help us out, then become an amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue with your phone calls, Ziggy is on the line across the pond in the UK. Hello, Ziggy. Ziggy.
Hey, guys.
You're on the air.
Hi. Right. Well, there's one word the FCC can't stop me from saying, and that's bollocks.
This is true.
But you can't say on British radio here.
No, I imagine you can't.
there's also another word beginning with W, which rhymes with banker.
Wanker?
Which the Americans don't use.
Now, well, I mean, we've used it, but it doesn't really mean much to us.
Oh, right. You can say it then.
Yeah, I just said it. Yeah, wanker.
Yeah, wanker. Okay, this morning I woke up and the BBC had a phone in about who would you vote for if you were living in the U.S.?
Hmm.
And the vast majority of people, it was Barack. There was the odd caller,
sure,
saying McCain. And I have something for, hold on a moment. The BBC seems to be portraying that there's only two candidates.
Of course.
And I know there is more. Now, okay, I probably would have voted for Barack if I lived in America, but I thought, no, I think I'm going to ring up and tell them I would vote for Bob Barr.
Hmm.
So I rang up, and I said to the researcher, right, I would have voted for Bob Barr. And he went, who? And I went, Bob Barr, he's a presidential candidate. And he went, he didn't hear the second part of that. He went, oh, we're only covering presidential candidates on this phone-in. I went, he is a presidential candidate. He is standing for the Libertarian Party. And I suddenly clicked. I went, oh, yes, of course, you're the BBC, aren't you? You wouldn't want to give any kudos to libertarianism at all. He went, oh, well, I'll pass your comments on to the editor.
I wonder if there are any Nader callers.
No, but that's not that. You see, this is what really pissed me off. Last week, they did interview Ralph Nader.
So they're completely closing out the Liberty viewpoint. Not that Bob Barr is really purveying the Liberty viewpoint, but they're doing everything they can to lock it out.
Well, yeah, they're enforcing the status quo.
Sure.
The fact is that I think that in America, at least in this country, I heard the guy from Canada yesterday telling about how tricky it was to stand for Parliament in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Well, over here, it's actually very simple. You need to be over the age of 21, put up a £500 deposit, and have 10 nominations. That's it.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
And you know, and it surprises me why more people don't. You know,
I know why. Come on, here's why. Because politics is nasty. It's an awful, awful experience. And Julia, as you know, ran for city council here in Keene, New Hampshire a year ago, and she had such a bad experience at it, she doesn't want to ever do it again. So she doesn't want to come back.
America's a different system, though. Well, yeah.
No, I'm not referring. No, hold on, Zig. I'm not referring to the requirements to run. The requirements were easy. You give them $2, and you're in. But it was the nastiness of the other candidates. Now, she didn't get it to her face, but somebody was going behind her back, reporting her to the Attorney General. Somebody was putting out hit piece blogs on her. They were calling her work.
They were attacking me during her campaign.
They were out of control as far as she was concerned, and she didn't want to have anything to do with it. So I'm referring to just the nastiness in general and the whole realm of politics and campaigning, not necessarily the campaign financing requirements or anything like that.
Yeah, fair point.
There you go. Zig, thanks for the call tonight. Good. Appreciate it as always. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Tony in California. Tony, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, you just mispronounced something.
Okay, what was that?
You said Attorney General.
No, that was on purpose.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah, that was actually Julia. She mispronounced it on accident one night, and I thought it was so brilliant, I took it permanently.
It is brilliant. It's great.
Yes.
Yeah, hey, I voted, I stuck it in the pot and just voted for Ralph Nader. Why not?
Whatever.
I figure it doesn't count for anything anyway, really.
Sure.
They give people Ralph going to the end.
I mean, it's like, but I'm one of these people that's, I believe in doing... You know, everything possible for liberty, and I don't think voting right now obviously is not really all that effective.
No.
I'd really like to see see California return to the paper ballots. I think a couple states have returned to paper ballots. Did New Hampshire?
Never went to the electronic voting up here.
Oh, okay. Yes, here we have. They give you the choice. They had to give you the choice of the electronic voting machine or the Scantron type, and then of course what. Where does the Scantron feed? Right into the electronic voting machine. So I felt really good about that.
To give you an example of what it's like here in New Hampshire, I mean, you'll be shocked at this, I'm sure, but when you walk in to go and vote, they ask you who you are, you tell them who you are, and you walk in.
Yeah, I didn't have to show my ID either. I was pretty I was pretty glad about that.
In California? Wow.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is Santa Cruz, so it's kind of, there's quite a bit of activism here, but it's a bit more on the socialist side. I think you probably agree with that.
I certainly would. Go banana slugs. When I went to where I was, I never had to do anything to prove. All I did is raise my hand and swear I am Mark Edgington.
Mm-hmm. I think that's the way it should be. Really. I mean,
the problem is that people will continue to do it. They'll go from poll to poll to poll to poll.
Oh yeah.
That's a possibility. Yeah. Well, I mean, the whole thing just needs to be abolished. The whole state voting and all of that stuff needs to go away. But you said you'll do anything for liberty, so have you joined the Free State Project yet?
I'm not ready for that.
Aha. Uh-huh. What's it going
to
take?
But what I'd like to do, though, is start something to put something on the ballot for here in California. So, yes, I know. I'm participating in the project. I'm participating in the system, Ian, but
I feel
it's just I do like California. And I will consider the Free State Project. Not quite ready just yet, but I am listening to what you guys say, and it's all very good and interesting. And I think you guys are going to be doing a pretty good job up there. And hopefully we will see something like secession or something like that come out of that movement.
I hope so, too.
If we secede, will you move?
Oh, I don't see why I'd need to, but I mean, I'll come visit.
Wow. What do you love so much about California?
I don't see why you need
to. I'm from here.
The taxes are
high.
I
was from Florida.
Yeah, it's the weather.
You're saying California weather better than Florida?
I got to say, it's the weather. Yeah, I think it's a bit too cold.
Yeah. I've heard that one before, and
I understand. Hey, I could change my mind, so who knows? We'll see.
Santa Cruz is one of the most beautiful places on the planet. I wouldn't doubt it, but man, are you living in commie country?
Yeah,
commie country there.
Oh yeah, no. There's plenty of Obama Kool-Aid drinkers out here.
I believe it.
It's really weird. It's odd to see them. You know, come. I don't know where they come from. All of a sudden, you know, I don't know. Did they vote for Bush? You know, 4 or 5 years ago. I really don't know.
I've been to California once. It was very nice. I enjoyed my stay while I was there.
Where'd you go?
As brief as it was. It was in part of L.A. What part of L.A. was that, Mark, that we were in?
By the airport?
Yeah, it was somewhere. Ugh. We went to a hotel.
Yeah. No, I don't know. It's nice down there, too. I mean, it's nice everywhere. I actually have only driven through New Hampshire.
Well,
you know,
you should come back sometime. I thank you for the call tonight.
I
appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. So you say on one hand you'll do what it takes for liberty, and on the other hand, you're in California.
Yeah, there's the weather.
It is nice weather, but if you're going to be in chains in nice weather, I don't know if I want that. I'd rather be a little chilly and free than chained on a beach. You know where I'm coming from on that, Mark?
Not much of a... The beaches in California, not that great. I mean,
really?
If you want great beaches, you go to Sarasota, Florida. It's the best beach in the United States.
It's a nice beach out there.
But Santa Cruz, it's a little jungle. It's very nice. Hmm. Very nice.
1-800-259-9231. Continuing with Luke in Pennsylvania. Luke, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Luke, are you in like some sort of a transforming power station of some sort? There's an awful hum on your line.
I know. It's something with my phone. I was going to ask you guys about if you could hear that.
Yes.
I can hear it. What's up?
Get your point out like in 20 seconds. Go, because I can't tolerate this.
I just wanted to remind all your listeners, hey, they're both the same. It's election night. I just figured I'd call. They're both the same, and they're both giving you empty promises. No hope in either of them. There you go.
Yep, government's going to get bigger, more intrusive, more oppressive than ever, regardless of which new tyrant takes the helm. I thank you for the call tonight. Get that phone line looked at. More on the way. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.
Wake up!